Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another BBS program. Today is Wednesday, and it's another 20th day. Well, things happen on the 20th. We'll just see if you, maybe somebody Googled it. So 20th seems to be one of those key alien, days that are here, used by people who do dirty deeds. So here we go. Let's clear the date, April 20th, 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So if somebody could maybe do a Google and send us what happened maybe possibly in the past on the 20th of April, that would be kind of interesting. And now we're going to clear away one situation that you're dealing with or physical pain. Remember, these are all programs. So we're going to release one program from you. So think of your situation. Here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you have one less program right now. And let's now bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. And as you have, we'll energize, giving you peace energy into your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So I'll just talk a little bit before I bring our co-host on. We're talking about Bob Dylan. So you probably all have heard of Bob Dylan, I guess, out there. And I remember hearing something years ago that somebody asked him about his music, you know, and everything else, and because he was writing lots of songs for everybody, plus doing them himself. Everybody has heard of Bob Dylan. And he said, I don't remember doing them. You know, and I thought, well, that's really strange. So last night I saw a movie that was made in 2007. And the name of the movie is I'm Not There. And it's kind of interesting because it just shows different people. And I guess they figured out that he has 6 personalities. And I think the way the movie shows him, I think he's a time traveler because he didn't really know where he was in a sense. When you watch it, it's kind of weird looking, but you kind of get into it. Maybe, what you catch on what's happening. But I think he was living, you know, past, present, future and being controlled by all these programs to create the music. And I don't know even what part of the real him was actually there. So it is an interesting movie. And he did become a Pentecostal preacher at some point there. And he said that all his music was from the devil. And that's what rock and roll was. So anyway, you guys could maybe check it out. It's quite interesting. So I'm Not There is what it's called. And I saw it on the Amazon. I don't know if it's on Netflix or not, but I've been watching cowboy movies. This one kind of popped up. So anyway, we'll turn it over to our co-host. And if we have any comments about releasing those Android, parts that we did on the last program, that'd be interesting. If you feel a shift in your body or something, I think everybody may have something like that attached to them, which you may have had, a long time ago, probably maybe not even this lifetime. And your body sort of has this additional hardware attached to it. And maybe the nanotechnology activates that, being the software for the hardware. So we'll just see what we get here from customer comments, people's comments, I should say. And I'll turn it over to Michelle. So Michelle, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, Ron. Hello to everybody and to you out there in Radio Land or in the world, wherever you're listening. It's Wednesday night on the Creation Light Ship Healing Show. And, yeah, that was really interesting, Ron. I am a fan of Bob Dylan. I always have been. So I will check out that. Was it a documentary or was it like a movie?
So it's like a movie where they had different people portraying him. It started off with a young black boy playing a guitar that hopped onto a train. And I'm kind of watching this, and he's playing really well. And then that was one of his personalities, I believe. And then it went into other, grown-up people And they all looked different, but one guy kind of had his sort of hairdo, but it showed him with different personalities. It was just over a two-hour movie. I actually had to watch it in three different, stages because I couldn't keep watching it. You know, I have a lot of stuff that I do, so. But I finally finished it, and it was just interesting. As you get into it, you realize that you're watching. I didn't read the caption. I just started watching the movie. I didn't know what it was about, but it sounded like Bob Dylan, you know. So I didn't realize that it was his six different personalities. At least that's what they claim. And I think maybe people who knew him put this movie together. And they don't use his name in the movie with the people's names. When they bring up a new actor and they give you maybe a 5-10 minute scenario of what this person's doing, he has a different name. So you got to kind of realize that, yeah, this is Bob Dylan, but it's a different name of a person because it would be a different personality. But anyway, it's kind of food for thought there of what they can do to us. So back to you.
Wow, interesting. Okay, so... yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but I'm probably going to check it out at some point. So on this Sunday, we have another 8-hour healing intensive call, and that is written about on the website if anyone wants to hop on that call. It's at the very top of the page, on the main page of www.creationlightship.com. But, Ron, we have a question here, and I know you want to answer it because you've talked about it before. It's a request for one of the special calls, pins, shackles. So do you want to speak about, have you decided on a day when you're going to be doing that shackles call?
Let's see here. Let me pull up my calendar here. The expo's coming at the end of the month. So I am, the day I'm not sure, I got to check what our calendar's going to be like, but typically, I would think it could be, I think I'll do it maybe on the 7th, okay? Because then I'll have, the next week will be the start of the 4-hour call, which will be on the 14th. So tentatively, that will be on the 7th. So we'll probably be doing, I guess, more shackles from people. And then also maybe in the next month, so that'll be May 7th. And in the next month, if we get people who would like me to do more of the Android leaky hoses and parts that you have, and I'll describe what that's about, okay? Because that's really going out of the box. Like, we're already out of the box, you know, miles out of the box. This puts you, like, in a different zone completely. So what I've found over working with people over the years is that a lot of people have either internal or external stuff, electronic stuff inside of their body that, you know, this is all invisible stuff, but it can affect your physical body. I've had people with leaky hoses, you know, hydraulic hoses, we'll say. One person I knew about had... you know, I'm going back, many years ago. So this person actually had a skin problem. And after doing work with this person, it turned out that he had a, you know, leaky hoses and this hydraulic fluid that you can't physically see. We'll just use that term hydraulic fluid because he had these Android parts. So you can kind of picture, like, if you were a machine, and you had hydraulic cylinders moving different parts of you, which could be why some people are extra fast at what they do. Okay, so if you see somebody running really quick, and you go, oh, how do they do that? Well, it's not really the human body doing it. You probably have extra hardware on you, and you become like an android, and you have all of these extra things hooked up to you as, you know, a special type of human. So this person had these hoses leaking. So his physical problem is that he would get like large, like blisters in a sense, forming on his body. And I think he had to go into the bathtub and he would kind of squeeze them, and all of a sudden, by putting pressure in a certain location, this fluid would come out of him. Now, it may have just looked like lymph, but it lymph and blood. And I think it was painful, and he would squeeze it all out, and all of a sudden, you know, the swelling would go away. And I don't know how often he did this. Maybe every couple of days, I'm guessing, because it would start to build up again in him. And so after doing that, you know, kind of realized, I tried to help him. And we did get some success with this, I think. But where he is now, I have no clue. But anyway, that's what he had. So he had these unexplained things that he had a drain or squeeze out of him, this limp blood-looking stuff. And then all of a sudden, he'd feel great. And then his body would get filled up with more of this. So in a sense, just this picture, you know, having some hydraulic hoses leaking in you, putting in this stuff into your body. Your body now is resonating to this energy. And the physical appearance would be that you have some type of poisoning that you have to get out of your body. So that's one person. I've had other people who have stuff on the outside of them that would cause them physical pain in their body. And you do something to that, to release it, remove it, repair it, and all of a sudden they feel better. So, you know, like I said, this is going way outside of the box, but, you know, that's what we do here is go outside of the box. But I have seen all this stuff. So to me, it's nothing new. Sometimes you may have maybe a headache and you can do it, put like a drain in somebody. This is up on the light ship when I do this. And it'll drain out maybe 12 ounces of fluid, and instantly the person will feel better. I won't say that their body physically changes much, but all of a sudden you get this stuff out of them, and they feel good. So anyway, this is what the aliens have done to us, and very possibly this could have been done a long, long, long time ago. You know, maybe we'll just say 50 to 100,000 years ago. But maybe you came in here and they put this apparatus on you or different things. You know, we talked about the shackles. So you have these invisible shackles. And when you get those taken off, and then we had the pin clearing, so you get the shackles off, and you go, wow, I got more movement in my neck. My arms are freer. I don't feel bogged down as much. Well, you know, the next thing is, what about the hydraulic hoses and the hardware that they're using and maybe the electronic stuff connected to you? Maybe you got a broken wire. And, you know, nothing seems to work properly, you know, in that part of your body because it's controlling your physical body. So the easiest way to say that would be, well, to make it real simple, you can say you have an implant, and the implant is malfunctioning. So anyway, we'll be doing probably a call on that maybe, you know, a month after or something. It could be even be in May. I don't know yet. But we'll just see how people respond to it. So I guess I should probably do a clearing. I'll do one more. This will only work live for people listening. So let's see here. A lot of people have maybe problems maybe with their hips, maybe legs, knees, ankles. So I'd like you all to think of a location there, one location that you have a problem. And we'll just see if we can do something for you right now to correct this malfunction of this alien hardware attached to you, either internally or externally. So here we go. Maybe your knee is swollen. It's been swollen for a long time, and one of your little hoses has a little leak in it, you know? So here we go. On the count of 10 to correct this. Remember, this counting of 10 is one thing here. The work involved to do this could take hours. But here we go. So, one, two, wow, heavy, three, four, five, this could be anywhere on your body, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, here we go. Just think of that one again or another one. No more than two, though. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So I would really like to have from you some type of comment on how this feels for you. If it feels better, maybe swelling went down, maybe you have more movement someplace, maybe pain went away. So I'll turn it over to you, Michelle. Are you still with us?
I am. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's a little bit like where Borg. Are you
Cyborg?
Familiar with what Borg are?
Yeah, like a Borg, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds kind of, it probably is cyborg is probably the whole word, but it's kind of this character alien race from the Star Trek series TV shows, and they take regular humans, and they assimilate all different races, and they put their, like you're saying, mechanical parts and hydraulic systems into the person, and then they are connected with the hive mind, and they are that. And it's like they took this organic being and this human, and then they made it into this mechanical type thing, you know, quickly. Maybe for us it was over time, but it's interesting because it's like a match between the two. And when I was watching the shows, it's like was the most scary thing. So I would probably have to timeline crash that fear. I don't really feel like I have a fear of it anymore, but it's interesting that you're talking about it like it's really happening.
Well, yeah. And you can also watch, you know, I mentioned one of the shows, you know, I was watching something either from North Korea or someplace, the Chinese or whatever, the military, and they're all kind of like doing the goose step, you know, and they're all doing it together. Like, geez, how do they get all these people lifting their leg up at the same time and the same height? And, I mean, like, wow, what's going on there, you know? This be, you know, this type of situation where they're all being controlled robotically, not knowing that. Remember, you don't know when you're not here. So let me just start off with that. So if you listen to me, you go, well, wouldn't these people know if they were attached to something, you know, and they had an operation and they're, it took them 2 months to recover? No, the aliens can take you out of time and do everything they want to you and then bring you back. You won't even know what's going on with you. And, you know, you can check, you know, I know on YouTube they got super soldiers talking and different things. And, you know, all that stuff is real about what they can do with different things here that they know about, that they're willing to share with people. So, yeah, it's all that is just stuff that is in our reality that's happening here, but what you don't know about and how far advanced this stuff is in the future, you probably don't even have a clue of. So that's how I'm looking at it, is maybe we can help some people who have a problem that's a lifetime issue, and in this lifetime anyway, and get some relief. So do we have any comments coming in, Michelle? I hope we have lots of them.
Well, we do have something about the android part, as long as we're speaking about that, and it also has to do with the show on Monday. It says that they just wanted to pass along that the movie Iron Man 2 is interesting to check out as an example of how an android part breaking down can damage the body. I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen just a little bit of the clips, so it does look like he's pretty much made out of non-human parts holding him together.
Okay, well, what's that movie called again? I got to write that down.
Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2, okay.
I need to set Iron Man 2. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and, well, I just watched an interesting movie myself, and it's interesting how, but that it's kind of another subject, so maybe we'll talk about that another night. We'll go over several. Somebody said, is it possible to heal the android heart as a healing tonight?
I won't deal with TARSEF until we get onto a larger, the long haul. Iron Man 2, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible because a lot of these things could take hours just to be physically on the phone with me to do something like that, so.
Yes, maybe that'll be a special call. And I know it's actually, if it's something that would benefit you greatly, it might take a couple of days for you to recover, like us, to recover after we've had this work done. So the middle of the week might not be the best time because a lot of us have to go to work. So we have a comment here. It says, wow, I heard Bob Dylan was a shaman who put people under spells with his music. I have not heard that, but I have heard other strange things.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't get that as being true at this moment.
Okay.
So I would say probably not. Although most any song that you hear, if it keeps repeating verses and stuff, could do something like that to you. You know, they normally figure that if you say something maybe three times or something like that, they'll get you. And that's just one of the dark side, probably where the mind can get entered into a program. But I don't think any of his stuff was that way. I can see where the Beatles stuff would be. In fact, that's another thing about the Beatles. One of our CLS listeners quite a while ago mentioned something about, I guess they said that the Beatles were replaced and replaced and replaced. And each time they were different throughout their different, the time that they were, you know, making songs. You know, maybe the whole group got replaced by other Beatles, other people. So anyway, I was talking to somebody who happened to live somewhere in Hawaii, and they were maybe living in a complex or location, a certain town there or something. I don't know where a lot of some of these rock stars had lived and had property. And that's where that the information came from, I think. And there's another, there's a site on, I think on YouTube about the Beatles. One of the original Beatles wrote something that, something about that too. I just can't recall what it, what the name of it was. But it was kind of similar to the Bob Dylan name. I'm Not There. I think it had three words in it. Anyway. I'll just get back to you again because we're kind of going a little. I don't think we're really going too sideways, but it's just what the aliens do. You know, they take people out of their consciousness and, you know, play around with their different programs. So if anybody knows about that website about the Beatles, and they talk about that they did, that the, at least one of the Beatles was talking and stated that they saw other Beatles looking like them, we'll say, as a group doing things, and they weren't even there because they, I guess, were taken out and other ones took their place. So anyway, back to you, Michelle.
Interesting. Okay. One comment that we just got recently, it says that your comments about the androids sounds a little bit like Yul Brynner's Western, Westworld. So maybe you might want to write that one down. It's a Western, and it sounds interesting. I have not seen that one either, although I have heard about it.
Okay, Westworld, huh?
Westworld. It actually sounds like something I may have seen, but, like, forgotten that I've seen because it was so long ago.
Yeah, I'll have to check these out. So I do mention movies at times, and the nice thing, as you're watching the movies, if you have any reaction to something going on in the movie, then you know that that energy is inside of your body because your body is responding. So normally, I think when you see something that's, you know, bad looking, whatever that would be to you, or awful, disgusting or something to give you a reaction, I don't think your mind kicks in to say, oh, this thing's awful. I think your body kicks in first, and then from that you start looking at the body, and the mind may give you comments on it. So what you're trying to release from the clearings that we have is that when you do react or respond to something, you know that your body has a program in it that you need to get out of it. So that's what I think typically happens. Remember, I don't know, you know, you watch something, somebody dies or an animal gets run over or something and you have compassion, your body is going to probably have that reaction before your mind even thinks about it. So, because it's already programmed in you. So back to you, Michelle.
Wow. Okay, we do have a testimonial on the current healing. It says, I just turned your show on and you did this healing, the one that you just did. It says, recently I developed a triggered left thumb where the joint keeps moving. And when you did the healing, they felt a warm tingling feeling took over. This condition has caused them some pain until recently, but they have had some relief. And they say, thank you very much, Ron, for all you do. So hopefully that helped them.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. I'm just looking. So we do have a couple emails in here. It says, I am getting significant relief in my body from the android parts clearing. My neck turns more easily, my spine feels more mobile, and I just have an overall sense of getting exactly the help my body is needing. I am a definite for a special android parts call. Okay. So somebody else calls the android parts call.
Now, I'm going to call that, I think, malfunctioning android hardware.
Okay. Yeah, looking forward to it. Okay. This is a comment about the music groups. We've been talking about music and android parts and also musicians tonight and movies. It says, probably odd harmonics needing the harmonic frequency clearing unless they all had their spirit cleared. But it says not likely if they were doing drugs. And I know that a lot of music groups did back then. So that was just part of the music scene. So I guess they're suggesting that the harmonic frequency clearing would have helped. And probably would have. There is a whole deal with harmonics and music. And as you know, we spoke about on a show a couple months ago about how effective that can be, having the odd harmonics in the music. But it's more than in the music, Ron, isn't it? Just like almost anything that you could hear?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. Anything that you're listening to can give a body reaction. And I think most of it is trying to get your spirit out of your body. And that's sort of what I think is happening.
Yeah.
Along with probably doing the damage. On that Bob Dylan movie, you know, the name of that is I'm Not Here. I have never seen so much cigarette smoking in my life in a movie. Now, this person must have, you know, the people in there, or at least the one character that kind of looks like he has his hair. I mean, he was smoking, I mean, continuously. You know, I was like, gee, many Christmas. And the poor actor having to smoke all those cigarettes. I mean, it looked like, you know, like he was smoking, you know, like 100 cigarettes probably in 2 hours, you know. I mean, it was just, you know, just really strange to see that much smoking in a movie. So, anyway, back to you.
The poor actors that had to portray that.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do all that smoking. Must not have been that fun. Okay, let's see. Trying to find some other things to talk about. Okay. This is just a general question, not necessarily the subject matter we've been speaking about tonight, Ron, but someone was wondering if one has alien implants in one's jewelry, watch, or whatever, will doing the object clearing remove the implant or remove the effectiveness of it?
Oh, good. That's a very good question. So another way to look at it is I would think that the nanotechnology that's being brought forth now can be used and activate, you know, things that could be like an implant or something like that in your jewelry or whatever you're wearing. And then it could bounce back and forth and get activated. Remember, the aliens want to get you somehow, so that they could just instantly beam you up, take your jewelry off, do something to it, and then they could do nanotechnologies that you're having in the air around you to activate and use that object to maybe control you or to spy on you or to do whatever. So, yeah, you could do possibly the object clearing. That's what I'd recommend doing. I won't say it's 100% effective. I can see that it's probably 75 to 80. The other 20%, we'll say 25%, is because I haven't investigated it fully to put enough energy into the clearing to do that, because there's something else going on that at this second I can't put my finger in on it. So, but yeah, that could help. And, you know, we're talking about jewelry. What about physical people, pets and animals that are your handler that have maybe shapeshifters that pop in off and on, or that body is replaced by something else, and it's watching you getting more data? And that's true with even the clones that are probably all around you when you go out shopping. So they're all collecting data. For whatever reason, and the best thing, like the whole thing here, is what do you do about all this stuff? Well, something that you're wearing, you may not be able to take off. You know, you could have a wedding ring on that doesn't want to come off your finger, possibly. You could probably take a watch off, maybe. But some things you know, you just got to do a clearing on and hope that it will work the best that it can if it is affecting you. So, oh yeah, I can tell you this story. This is quite a while ago when I was in New York, and we went to some place, I can't recall, but there was a Whole Foods place there. It was one of the parks. Boy, I just don't know where exactly it was, okay? But we went there. I went there to do healings just to see what would happen, and we have some people from CLS. This is after the expo, and they bring people over. One person came over, and I think I had a pendulum, so I wanted just to show him what's happening with energy. So I put the pendulum over maybe his, say, one of his hands, and, you know, the pendulum swung by, and I put over the other hand, and he had his ring finger and just got married. Oddly enough, and no energy in the palm of his hand. And I go, wow, that's kind of strange, and everybody else is looking at it. And from there, he goes, well, I just got married, or something like that. I go, uh-oh. I says, it looks like your wedding ring is causing this problem with you, you know? And I think he took out the wedding ring, and all of a sudden his, you know, the palm chakra and the hand started spinning the pendulum, you know, and with it on, it would not spin it. So his question was at the end, maybe I should get the divorce or something, you know. That's what these things can do. They can be used ways beyond your imagination. So that's a way of controlling the person. Who knows what the lady put into that? You know, I have no clue, you know. But anyway, it was affecting his body. What's going to happen to that person when he gets older? Will he get arthritis? Will he have a hand that hurts? You know, these things are very subtle, and it could take 10, 20 years, you know. So, anyway, I guess back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Somebody did mention, it says here, the multipurpose use of harmonic frequency clearing is So the harmonic frequency clearing is a great clearing to have. It says, almost everything has odd harmonics, light of the dark. So always great to get this clearing. And for people younger than 20 years old, it only costs $50. For people older than 20 years old, it costs $100. It's still a bargain. No need to buy unlimited, as it is like the natal barcode. No unlimited option to buy. The harmonic clearing removes odd harmonic attachments and puts even harmonics then into the cell walls. It's 11 steps, but takes quite a long time unless you open up 11 windows and put 1,000 9999 in it. I wonder if I have this around the clock. Could clones still pop up in every 10 minutes? That's an interesting question. I think a lot of people have that question, Ron. At the end, it just says, if we have certain healings up, is it possible that we are not getting cloned out every 10 minutes?
Yeah, it depends how much work you've done on the clearings, how many clearings you've had. So remember, the aliens enter into your energy system according to what you have experienced during the day. So if you're very peaceful during the day and nothing upsets you, you don't get angry, upset, extra happy, or anything else, you're just kind of in neutral, then they're probably not going to want you as much. And, you know, you're not going to be abducted as easily. Remember, when you get abducted, then you're on timelines. And so by doing more clearings and keeping up with the clearings, typically doing something daily should help you. Very possibly, you may not get switched out as often. You're going to know yourself if you're switched out by the way your day is going. You know that you're going to be on timelines if you find that your life is not flowing smoothly, which means like you're getting now the stop lights, people are cutting you off, you just can't seem to move freely around, like your energy system is very sluggish, then you know that you're on the wrong timeline. You're in darkness. And that's one easy way to check your finger, your index finger, see where you are, if you're in the present moment or not. Remember, they only want you because you have you're leaking out emotions or pain, and that's why they contract with you, because you're giving them a way to come into your energy system. You know, that's the way you got to look at it. You're giving them the permission because you haven't cleaned out your body. So that's it. Get yourself cleaned up more. You know, even that harmonic clearing is a very good clearing to do. I would probably do it, you know, every couple of weeks at least, or maybe even do it, once a day. At least do part of it. Do something. Get this stuff off of you. Remember that they're very cagey, very sneaky, very stealth, and by doing nothing, then you're hooked up. You just start doing something, they may start to see you as wasting their energy. Remember, they got to do a lot of film footage on you. They got to, how big is that hard drive, and the memory circuits and everything else, what they're using to create everything around you. You know, it's a lot of database, and they want to get the most bang for their buck, we'll say. So they're going to find somebody else if you're not responding to their program. And I'm sure people listening now who have done clearings, they go, yeah, I used to be jumping all around like spit on a hot griddle, and now I'm pretty peaceful. And I'm only peaceful because I did the clearings, and I'm staying current with them, and I know that the aliens don't want me like they used to want me a long time ago. I don't get that agitated. And I'm keeping, more of my consciousness here rather than going out daydreaming and talking about stuff. Remember, when you start talking about something, I'll use the word gossip in a sense, you know, all of a sudden your mind goes like, but maybe you're talking to somebody about, what a beautiful day it is, and that sounds nice to that person. And the next you're talking about making bread, or you're talking about, I saw Sally the other day. Well, you're jumping into those timelines. How many timelines do you jump into in 15 minutes? Because your mind is bringing you to those timelines, so you're really polluted. So think about it as if you're out in the ocean and you have one bolt, and you're driving your bolt, and it's fine. Well, all of a sudden, now you're on 50 different timelines, maybe in a half an hour, and you're jumping with your thought consciousness because it's bringing you to those timelines. How do you steer 50 bolts? And what boat are you on? You know, and are you going into rough waters? Are you going to be sinking? So you have to look at that and just say, yeah, I only want to be in the present moment. So the more that you think, the more that you find your thoughts going from different scenarios, different experiences, what is what it actually is, because you have a different experience, a different timeline, so you're talking about it. The more of those you have, you know, the worse off you're going to be because you're not being present. If you're peaceful, you don't have all those timelines. So back to you.
Wonderful. So just by being peaceful, you can kind of timeline crash in a way because you're just not of that much interest. Would it? Although, so that's interesting. Are timeline crashes like things that have happened in the past when you weren't peaceful? So could you take yourself off of timelines, actually, by just being peaceful?
Well, in a sense, yes, they can be dormant in you until they get activated.
Right.
So when you get your buttons pushed, it depends how much energy you have on that timeline. Remember, you have stored inside, you have two scenarios, what's stored inside of you, which is your DNA, your life experience, your ancestors' experience, everything else going back to the get-go is in you. And so how much of that came up in this lifetime up to now? So you may only be working with 1% of the garbage that your body has in it, and it can have 99% still to go, okay? But it's not activated yet. It's up to you to activate it. So people activate that. So if you clean out what you've had for your current experience in this lifetime, then you're going to be, you know, pretty well off. Now, if you don't clean yourself off, then they're going to start pushing your buttons, and they know what the database is of you because they can read that. They know what's on your hard drive. So they go, oh, you know, we'll activate this too. Like I said, what happened today on the 20th? The 20th is a big day for events.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, you know, throughout history for her story. I don't know why they make it male, but we'll just make it female. So her story, what happened in her story, you know, on April 20th throughout, you know, time. And, you know, events happen. They can copy and paste something that happened, you know, 500 years ago, if there's a recorded record of it and you can see what it was and bring it right into here, or what happened in the 1800s or 1900s, you know, that's closer to you since most of you probably have been was born in the, you know, before 2000. So, you know, depending on how old you are, maybe you were born in 1980. Well, you're what happened in the 1900s, you know, that could be affecting you now. So the whole thing is, how do they push your button? Well, they just find out what you haven't cleaned out, how much energy you have on an issue, and it might be dormant, and they'll just push that button to get in there. And all those timelines that you were on, which could be thousands of them, are now flooding into you, and now you're dealing with a situation. Your situation is from timelines, but you want to get the root cause of it and see what whole lifetime clearing is going to erase and eliminate the timelines that they're putting you on, because you have the database full of all this stuff. You're just going into your trash can and kind of reading all your stuff in there, you know? How many trash cans do you have? Well, the timeline crashes are what they go by, and then they copy and paste it, and now you have a similar experience. The old saying, you know, you're going to have an experience, you know, in your life. It'll just be a similar issue. So it'll be a different person, different face with the same issue. History repeats itself. So get out of it, you know, and most of this is fear-based. So how many fear trash cans do you have of different situations? So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, great. So I think that you've said before that the key before you even do timeline crashes is to disconnect from the emotion that you feel of it. That'll stop you from creating more.
Yeah, that's because you already have them, and once that gets activated, you know, once you open that trash can lid up, you got all that stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And then the worst one is going to be on the very top. So that's what comes forth first. Clear that out, maybe by doing a timeline crash, and you go, wow, I got rid of that. Holy cow, that was rough. You know, I did 1,000 timeline crashes. I feel much better. Well, your trash can is still there with the open lid. Now the next strongest one's going to come forward, kind of like the onion peel. And how many are in there, you know? Now, if you never go into that trash can, even if the lid is open, and the aliens don't want to go into that trash can either, it might be free. But you want to get rid of the trash can. You want to clean that trash can out. So that's kind of the process. Everything is inside of you. And what comes to you externally with the timelines and the abductions, that's all from the aliens. They use what you have inside of you already to create and manifest the timeline that they choose to put you on for the suffering that you're going through. Just think of a baby. A baby doesn't have any timelines. Just in the present moment, laughing, giggling, or whatever, you know, it has to eat naturally, and it may cry and everything else, but it's normally pretty peaceful after that, okay? And it has all this energy around it. Well, like I said, once you start to learn how to live here, yes, no, stop, go, and then you start going to school, by the time you probably hit 10 years of age, now you're corrupted. And you lost most of your spirit energy through all your experiences. Not knowing that you're doing that. So, and then as you get older, then you try to find more of your spirit energy. You want to live longer, but it's already gone. The aliens already got it. You're on the way out. That's why they give you the death barcodes. So you can be taken out. And your spirit can't help you because your spirit mimics you, which is whatever problems you are dealing with. So, you know, if you, in a sense, have a sore throat, your spirit has a sore throat, you have a twisted ankle, that has that, you got a scar in your left arm, well, it has a scar on it too, it looks like you, whatever you're dealing with is maybe you have a kidney infection, maybe it comes in once a week or something, once a year for you, they copy and paste the timeline, well, at that point, your spirit has a kidney infection also. So as you get older, your spirit starts to have all these problems. Now, how are you going to get healed if your spirit's corrupted? You can't. So that's why the aliens gave you the death barcode. They go, well, if we're going to make this spirit get corrupted, you can't do anything. And you've got all these experiences that you went through. And they give you more barcodes on you, which causes more contamination. And they try to take you out. That's why you want to get rid of your alien death barcodes. So after you get that done, and then you maybe do that other clearing that I have for the skin aura one, then at that point we'll be talking about at some point here the blueprint clearing to really help you up. But that could take quite a while, but we'll be doing that probably the next month after the expo, getting online with that and helping people do that. But you must do the skin auric field clearing. And that is also. I think you have four clearings, which would be the Alien Freedom Bundle. You want to do that, and then you get into that other clearing. And then I can send you the information on that after you do that. So back to you.
Okay, great. I have been doing that skin aura clearing, and it is amazing. It works really good. It goes through your whole body, to all different organs, body parts, and all different things to be done on it. And so it's like a drop. It's like a list of buttons that you press, and you let it run for a certain amount of time. So it's really good. If somebody hasn't done it and they are interested in going pretty deep and then doing the other healing that Ron just mentioned, you might want to get on the skin orc healing as soon as you can, because there's a lot to do with that one. So we have a question having to do with the jewelry clearing. It says, would the 2012 nanocellular clearing help clear the jewelry?
Yeah, that could be what activates it. So yes, I would say that would be great. Remember, you have something. Remember, you have to have some kind of energy attached to something. So if you have something like a watch, we'll say that you have on, if you have a watch, then something's in there, but it has to be activated. And so the nano clearing could help to get rid of the activation point so it won't be activated. And those are going on in timelines. There's always something, there's always the first cause energy, and then you have the second cause, which is activating the first cause. So it's much like the timeline crashes, where we have you do the upside-down timeline to take away the alien program that manifests that as a timeline. And it looks like we've probably got a couple minutes to go here. Anything we need to add? Do we have any more testimonials coming in before we end the program?
Not for what we worked on today. I haven't found any. Somebody just wrote something interesting here. It says, did you clear the date today that came in late? And I honestly can't remember anymore. But today was 4:20.
Yeah. I believe I cleared it, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Yeah, and that'll do it. Yeah, what happens is you get put in the moment. And I can't, the co-host, because you're put in the moment so much, it is hard for them to sometimes recall what happened because you're in the moment, you know. So here we go. Clearing the date, just to make sure that if you're a late listener, it got cleared. So here we go. This is April 20th, 2016. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Interesting. Since a clock, a watch deals with time, so you're wearing your watch all the time. So you're in time, wearing it all the time. You want to clear the keyword time.
Of course. Yeah, it's all about the time. And it also says that today was Adolf Hitler's birthday, so I don't know if that's what started the 420 craze, but it also is, you know, there's a certain group of people that worship this day, let's say.
There you go. So it's the day that the 20th is used. So here we go. We'll just end our program here. And if you think you're being affected by that birthday, then I'd probably do maybe 100 timeline crashes on it. Who knows? Maybe you were there on a timeline with this person. So here we go. Doing the mind to heart drop. And our show tomorrow, the call that we have is the replica call, which is Thursday. It's $20. We get rid of the alien replicas. The clones, in a sense, that are attached to you, giving you your problem. So here we go. That's at 5:30 Pacific tomorrow. But let's do the mind-to-heart drop. You can take your finger exercise, take your index finger, and just have your body put it in front of you. Is it straight ahead, or is it to the left, which is your past, or to the right, future? You want to be straight ahead. We'll put you into the present moment now. This you can do with me out loud. Here we go. So we're going to say this. Now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And here we go, dropping down like an elevator and taking the thoughts down to give you peace. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okie doke. So, thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies. And thank you, listeners. Hopefully, the Android then malfunctioning Android hardware got repaired that you may have or released. That we did earlier, so you should be feeling better. So bye, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, BBS.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.